Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Jim Paris here with you live on Sunday nights. Wow, that was scary. I normally connect to the network up in Minnesota from my studio here in my house in Florida. I normally connect about 3 or 4 minutes before the top of the hour. And I've been sitting here in my studio for an hour. And I just kind of lost track of time. I looked up at the clock, and it was like 10 seconds before I was supposed to be saying hello to you folks. So I'm here, a little bit breathless, but we've got a great program lined up for you tonight. My guest in the second hour is Dr. Gary Habermas. We're going to be talking about his fantastic book, The Case for the Resurrection of Jesus. And let me tell you why I love this topic. Look, if you're a believer like I am, if you're a Christian, it's all about the resurrection, isn't it? I mean, as much as the Apostle Paul has said this, it's certainly a theme throughout the entire New Testament. But if there was not a resurrection, then what's the point of any of it? And I've always looked at my Christian faith this way, that if I can't believe that Jesus Christ came back from the dead as he promised, if I can't believe that, I just can't do it. I can't be a Christian. There are some Christians that have this kind of odd faith where you'll have a discussion with them and they'll say, you know, I'm not sure what I believe about the resurrection, but, you know, I do have a faith in Jesus Christ and in God. I just can't go there with you. I'm sorry to tell you, but if Jesus Christ did not raise from the dead, then he was not the Son of God, and well, the rest of it means nothing. And that's just how I see it, and the Apostle Paul saw it that way too. Nonetheless, as important of a deal as the resurrection is to our Christian faith, I find it fascinating how little people really do know about the what we call the historicity of Jesus Christ. That is, that whether you're a Christian or not, whether you're a believer or not, it's a historical fact widely agreed upon that Jesus Christ was a real person that walked this earth, that he really lived. Now, did he really rise from the dead? That's a big question. And tonight we're going to get into that in hour number two. I certainly believe he did rise from the dead. But can we make a case for the resurrection of Jesus Christ separate and aside from the Bible? Can you approach this question of can we believe that Jesus really did rise from the dead without relying on the Bible as the reason we believe that? And I'll tell you why that's important. Well, there are a lot of people that don't accept the Bible. And so if you want to share your faith and share your faith in a logical way, I mean, it's fine if you say, look, good enough for me. If it says it in the Bible, good enough for me. Great. But that's not necessarily going to convince your neighbor, the person that you work with, the person that you run into on the train or the bus or at the coffee shop. People today want a little bit more evidence. They want to know, look, what can I really look to? And it is amazing how much historical proof there is, not only that Jesus Christ lived, but also that he rose from the dead. And we're going to get into all of this in hour number two. He's the world's foremost expert on the topic. He is a professor at Liberty University. He's the author of The Case for the Resurrection of Jesus, and his name is Dr. Gary Habermas. And no, we're not doing this on Easter, right? This is an Easter weekend. It's May the 31st, if you're listening live. We're live with you on Sunday nights. And look, for me, the resurrection's not just something that we should be thinking about or talking about on Easter. I mean, it is the whole deal. It's not just kind of a side topic like, well, it would be really great if it were true, but in any case, we can still kind of go forward with the rest of the biblical account. I can't do it. I mean, for me, it's all about the resurrection. And I think anybody that really truly understands the biblical text and what Jesus claimed would happen after he died, I don't know how you go further after Jesus dies if he doesn't come back from the dead. So we're going to get into this. And hey, we're not really a religious show, right? My website is christianmoney.com. But you can go there. You're going to find very few Bible verses or really preaching or talking about religion. That's not what I do. That's not my bailiwick. But on this show, we get into interesting topics. We get into what I consider to be significant topics of the news and also significant topics of history. For example, we regularly talk about the JFK assassination, the various conspiracy theories. In fact, next week, I'm excited to let you know we're going to be doing a pre-recorded show for you, and it's going to be a special two-hour broadcast all about the JFK assassination. Joining us next week will be my co-author, Robert G. Yetman. We'll be talking about our book that we wrote on the JFK assassination, which is titled Executive Order 11110, Did the Fed Kill JFK? So that's going to be hour number one. We're going to get into that book and our theory that we throw out in the book that the Fed had something to do with the assassination of JFK. In hour number two, we replay a really super popular hour in terms of downloads with Lamar Waldron, who is a JFK assassination conspiracy expert. And his book is The Hidden History of the JFK Assassination. So that'll be in hour number two. Hour number one will be Robert Yetman and myself talking about our book. But in any case, look, we're going to talk about the death of JFK. We can talk about the death of Jesus, right? I mean, just certainly as significant, right? I mean, if you're a believer, it should be a million times more significant. So don't tune me out thinking, wait a minute, I think I just turned into the Bible hour or something. That's not what we're going to do. All right, now in this hour, we've got some really interesting stuff to get into. Just going to give you a little quick preview here before we get hit with our first break. We're going to be talking about Dennis Hastert and this whole allegation of sexual abuse, pedophilia, an underage boy. There's some really weird stuff, and I'm going to get into this tonight. And I'll tell you what, who's on the cutting edge of this is Alex Jones, my colleague here on the Genesis Communications Network. I listened to his show a little bit on Friday, and he had Wayne Mattson on his program. And wow, this is just shocking. It's like it was widely known that this was going on as far back as like 8 or 9 years ago. They're making reference to on Alex Jones' program to articles written by Wayne Mattson about Dennis Hastert. There's a lot to get into on this. We're going to do it. Also, we're going to talk about Hillary Clinton is now seeing another challenger. We've got a new challenger stepping in. We're going to talk about him. Who is he? Amazon offering a new same-day delivery service. Snapchat has just got over $500 million in funding. Bank of America was just fined $30 million for some unfair financial dealings involving military members, active members of the U.S. military. And also that grandparent scam. That is still going, and we're going to get into that. And then when we come back from the break, the first thing I'm going to get into is Benny Hinn. And I have kind of some inside information on something going on with Benny Hinn. And he's starting to go back on tour again. He did recently suffer from some heart problems. But you're not going to believe what Benny Hinn is up to these days. Pretty amazing, even for Benny Hinn. And we're going to get into all of this right after the break. You're listening to Jim Paris Live. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I don't even know how far to go back here. I'm over here looking at a story on Christian Post, and this is all about Benny Hinn. And so I'm looking in the sidebar, and it says related stories, and then it's got a story here about Paula White, who is another evangelist. If you can remember, some time ago, Benny Hinn, when he and his wife were divorced, he and Paula White were seen together, supposedly a kiss or holding hands while they were overseas. I believe it was in Italy. The headline here on the sidebar is megachurch pastor Paula White marries third husband, former Journey rocker, the band Journey, I guess, referencing there, Jonathan Cain. And she's his fourth wife. Wow. Do with that what you want. I know the church is becoming more flexible with these second and third marriages, and now we're on a fourth marriage here, it looks like, for the man she married, and she is on her third. So keep on going. All right, let's go here to Benny Hinn. So this was a couple weeks ago. I was contacted by an individual, and I can't reveal any details on this other than to tell you that I was informed that Benny Hinn is going through some serious financial problems, and personally, and his organization. And I don't know how true that is or not. This came, I can't give you a lot of details on where they got this information from, because I can't betray confidence, but I was told this from what I believe to be a good source, that Benny Hinn's going through some financial problems right now, personally and his organization. And so he is apparently going around to churches, and he's making a pitch for money. And this story is from thechristianpost.com. And the headline is, Benny Hinn claims greatest wealth transfer in human history is coming according to Bible passages, asks people to sow money. And so he goes through a number of Bible verses here, from Genesis through Solomon, the book of Genesis, quoted multiple times here, the book of Exodus, the book of 1 Kings, all about how there's going to be a great wealth transfer. You know, I have heard this from a lot of people that I respect, Christian teachers, that believe that before Christ's return, that there will be a great transfer of wealth. And it really makes sense. I mean, if we're supposed to reach the world in its entirety before Christ's return, it would make sense that we would have a wealth transfer to be able to do that. So I guess I'm with Benny Hinn so far. But then as the story goes on, and this confirms with what my source also told me, that Hinn goes on to connect the dots that you need to give money to him, basically, to sow the seed to be able to get in on this wealth transfer. And this source that I spoke to as well told me that in the meeting that they were in, he even gave not just examples of an increase in wealth for people that had given to him, to Benny Hinn, but also for those that did not give to him, how they had lost substantial amounts of money. And when I heard this, it was like, wow, this sounds like one of the most heavy-handed appeals that I've ever heard for money from a televangelist. But as I said, I think Benny Hinn may have actually outdone himself in this case. But this is a story from Christian Post, and apparently he's traveling again. Benny Hinn was suffering from some heart issues preventing him from traveling. He's back traveling, and he wants your money. So get ready. All right, so we move ahead here now into just this bizarre story of Dennis Hastert. Now, we could talk about this for the whole hour. Here's where I want to start. Denny Hastert, former Speaker of the House, and you have to wonder, how does a guy like Dennis Hastert, who now, according to these reports, and we're going to say allegedly here, allegedly, that this situation with young boys was well known. In fact, on Alex Jones' Friday broadcast, he brings on an individual by the name of Wayne Mattson, who has a blog called The Wayne Mattson Report. And they actually are talking about a blog post that Wayne Mattson made almost 10 years ago about all of this. But here's what's weird to me. You would think if someone's going to get to the point that they're third in line to become president, that's right, it's the president and then the vice president and then the Speaker of the House. You would think that that person's background would be so vetted and so checked that you could never get to that position unless you believe in the quote-unquote conspiracy theory, which I happen to believe, that I think a lot of the people in the top tier of power in this country are blackmailable. These people are put in these positions because they are easy to control and manipulate. Some people speculate. We don't know. What's going on with John Boehner? Why does he all of a sudden seem to go along with everything Obama wants? It just seems odd to me how these politicians don't seem to follow even their own philosophies after they get elected. It seems like there's some kind of power that comes over them. Now, some people have said, hey, this is how Washington works. They sit these young congressmen down and they say, look, get in line, do what we tell you to do, or we're not going to give you any pork to bring back to your congressional district. That's probably part of it. But these guys that get to these top tiers, you got to think to yourself. I mean, think about even all the way back to Bill Clinton and the Monica Lewinsky situation. How much information, whether it be through these national security agency phone taps or foreign operators or even just political rivals in Washington, that they would have this kind of information? I mean, imagine yourself, you're the Speaker of the House, and you have in your past that you have sexually abused an underage boy. Let's just imagine this as a hypothetical, okay? We're not talking about Dennis Hastert right now. This is a hypothetical. You're the Speaker of the House. In your past, it's known that you have sexually abused underage boys. And someone comes to you with that information that they can prove that, and they tell you what they want to be introduced to the floor or not, how they want you to vote or not. Does that happen? Yeah, that seems, I mean, if you were in that position, you would be completely blackmailable, wouldn't you? I mean, you would literally have to do what you were told. Dennis Hastert went off to North Central College, which originally was named North Central Bible College. So he goes to a Christian college. Then he transfers to Wheaton College, just outside of Chicago. Then he becomes a Yorkville high school teacher and the wrestling coach. And then all of this leads to whatever. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the $3.5 million and what's called structuring and how the government really targeted him, not for what he did with the young boy, but for how he took money out of his own bank account. We'll have that right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors rejected by the big publishing companies in New York are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook, list it for sale at Amazon.com, and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. This is hour number one. Of course, we will be with you for a second hour. And my guest in the second hour is Gary Habermas. We'll be talking about his book, The Case for the Resurrection of Jesus. This is going to be really interesting. You don't want to miss this interview. Of course, my website is christianmoney.com. My blog is blog.christianmoney.com. Some of the stories right now over at my blog: $20 million paid by the U.S. government to Nazis, what they won't tell you about fixing bad credit, Christian books for one penny, how to build your own laptop for under $100, Al Sharpton asks if Texas floods are a judgment from God, Mike Huckabee and the search for the Ark of the Covenant, and get your dad a GoPro Hero for just over $100 this Father's Day. All of those stories and more over at my blog, and you can get there by going to christianmoney.com. There are links, or you can go directly to the blog, blog.christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com. All right, so we go back to the story here, the former Speaker of the House, Denny Hastert. And the allegation is that years ago, when he was working at a Chicago suburban high school by the name of Yorkville High School, which, by the way, folks, this is right where I grew up. In fact, my high school would play Yorkville High School in our sports leagues. So that this is right where I grew up. I was a little bit older, though. I believe that Hastert would have been out of teaching by the time I was in high school. But in any case, the story, the allegation is that there was underage sex with a young man, underage young man, and that as a result of this, allegedly, there was a blackmail situation where someone who had information about this was requesting millions of dollars in payments. So Hastert was allegedly taking this money out of his bank account in cash. And so what he's actually charged with has nothing to do with the allegation of having sex with an underage boy. But it's all about what's called structuring. And I've got the Wikipedia page up here. Who knew that it's also called smurfing in the bank industry? How do we get that? Are the Smurfs involved in money laundering? So it's called structuring, also smurfing. And how this works is that anytime you are depositing or withdrawing substantial amounts of cash, the banks get very worked up about this. And if you look at this Wikipedia page here about structuring, you can look through the entire world, and maybe with the exception, it looks like here, of Spain, the U.S. has the lowest threshold, which is just $10,000. So if you were to take $10,000 out in cash or more, this triggers a notice that the bank has to fill out and send to the IRS. It's Form 8300, it says. But here's what's even worse than this. Let's say that you need to take, let's say, $20,000. So rather than taking the $20,000 all out at once because you're afraid of triggering Form 8300, you decide over the course of a week or two to go into the bank on three separate occasions, and maybe you take out $8,000, $8,000, and then $4,000. Well, do you know you can actually get in trouble for that? That's considered structuring and could be viewed as you trying to get around triggering the structuring law. So if you structure, you're in trouble. And if you don't structure, you're in trouble. Basically, they don't want you using cash. And so they've got the one charge against Hastert is this banking regulation, which is the United States Bank Secrecy Act, a violation of that. And then we get into kind of part B of this, which is, you know, it's really interesting how this works, but do you know you can't lie to the FBI? You can lie to all other law enforcement agencies that I know of, but you cannot lie to the FBI. That in and of itself, separately from the crime we're talking about here, the bank structuring crime, the FBI asked him about it, and he had a story that didn't line up with what he was really doing with this money. We don't know what's going to happen. Will he take it to trial? Will he settle it? Will he go to prison? It is odd to me that he was not arrested and actually put in jail and held under some kind of bond. The story I read said that he's not arrested. He's just the indictment was a year ago, but it was kept secret, and then they released it here just recently, and he's not actually going to have to be held in prison at this point or in jail and post bond. I think that's weird. I don't know. There's just so much about this that is just so odd to me. But of course, we can go back to the Jerry Sandusky story, Penn State. And Alex Jones has been saying this for years. And I'll tell you what, I was skeptical when I first heard him talk about this kind of thing, that this pedophilia sickness, whatever this is, whatever these guys have in their brain that makes them attracted to young boys, that there is something about this that seems to be prevalent among the wealthy, among the powerful. And Alex Jones called it. I mean, Wayne Mattson had this article up, I think it was 2006, and Alex Jones has been talking about this for years, the sexual perversion among America's powerful and wealthy. And the way someone described it to me once, I don't know if this is technically psychologically correct or not, but this is how it was explained to me. They said, once you get so far on the sexual perversion scale, that sort of the last stop on that ride is pedophilia. In other words, it's something where if you are someone that is, you get involved with, let's say, internet pornography, then you're out with prostitutes, and things keep leading further and further down this dark, horribly dark path that you're on. And where that leads to ultimately is sex with children. I mean, to me, that is just, that is so bizarre to me that a person could look at a child, in a sexual way. I just don't get that. But apparently, we could go back to, what was his name? Foley, and then Larry Craig, and the whole Capitol Hill Page system, and the young people involved in that, and of course Bill Clinton with Monica Lewinsky, who was not underage but was her, you know, many decades his junior age-wise, and was just working there as an intern. One thing that I overheard a congressman say once, and I'm not going to mention his name, he's no longer in Congress, but I heard him say once that this is what he said. He said there's something very, very evil going on Capitol Hill that's been going on for decades, but he's not going to say what it is because he would be in fear for his life if he did say what it was. And I'm not going to mention his name. This was a statement he made publicly, I will tell you that, so I'm not betraying a trust. But I often wondered when he said that, what could he mean? Was it financial corruption? What could he be talking about? This horrible, evil thing that's been going on for decades, that was so horrible it was unspeakable, and that he wouldn't mention it even though he was no longer in Congress for fear of his life. I think it might be this. And, if there are others involved in this, I sure hope and pray that whatever has to be done is done, and we can get to the bottom of it and get rid of all of those people out of public office, not only because of how horrible and unspeakable this behavior is, but just think about how blackmailable somebody is when they're in that position of power and somebody has that kind of dirt on them. All right, when we come back, a lot to get to here before the end of the show, including Hillary Clinton's new challenger for the nomination. We'll have it all right here on Jim Paris Live. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Hour number two. My guest is Gary Habermas, Dr. Gary Habermas, author of The Case for the Resurrection of Jesus. This is going to be a fascinating interview. Well, a lot of news to get to here, but one quick announcement. I had a garage sale yesterday, and this is the first time I've done a garage sale. I don't know, maybe 20 years that I personally was involved in a garage sale. Over the years when our kids were living at home, we would every couple, 3 years have a garage sale and put them up to the project and basically say, clean out the garage, check with us before you sell anything, but then we let them keep all the money from it. And this year, everybody's gone. So it was my wife and I, and we wanted to clean the garage out. And so we had a garage sale. It was interesting. It was really interesting to do this because I got to meet a number of my neighbors that I had never met before. Isn't that sad to say? But I noticed just people don't have money. I mean, even some of the items, I was almost giving them away. I had boxes of books. I cleaned out my library. I was doing books for $1 each or three for $2. And I saw people, they would pick up a book and page through it and they'd look at it and they couldn't decide, it's $1, I'm not sure. And then they'd put it down and they'd pick it back up again as if they were considering like a $50 purchase. And I had people on, you know, like a $3 or $4 item ask me if I could take less. I don't know, maybe I'm just not a very good negotiator. I even had neighbors come over that said, hey, I want this. Like I had a recumbent bike. And one of my neighbors came over and said, I want that bike, but I don't have the money to pay you. Will you take a payment plan? And I said, just take the bicycle. Just take it. You know, God bless you. Have the bicycle. And we gave away stuff like that. So we didn't really make a lot of money. I think what we made was a couple hundred bucks or something like that. But we just gave away a bunch of stuff. And then what we did was after the garage sale was over, we still had a lot of stuff we didn't sell. So my wife and I, we just loaded up our cars to the gills, drove straight over to Goodwill and just donated it all to Goodwill. And there might have been somewhere better to donate it, honestly, but Goodwill was open. It was a Saturday. We wanted to get rid of this stuff, so we did it. And our garage is clear now. You can actually walk from our laundry room through the garage without tripping over anything, which is really cool. But that was interesting. All right, so Hillary Clinton is no longer in the race alone. Of course, we have Bernie Sanders, who most people don't give him much of a chance, but here comes somebody who could be a real challenger. And I guess this is going to be who could be the most liberal. This guy's name is Martin O'Malley. Not familiar with him, but he is the governor of Maryland and former mayor of Baltimore. And a couple of things here from his Wikipedia page. In 2012, he signed a law to legalize same-sex marriage in Maryland. And in 2011, he signed a law giving undocumented immigrants in-state college tuition. So those are just a couple of things about him. His name is Martin O'Malley. This might explain a little bit about Hillary Clinton's move to basically open up the floodgates for illegal aliens to become documented and citizens and have voting rights and all that. This guy looks like he might be her her competition, and he's a white man, handsome looking guy here, but it also does raise some questions about Baltimore, former mayor of Baltimore. And then you've got all that stuff going on in Baltimore, all the rioting and that whole incident with the police there and the young man that died. And maybe there's some political implications of that. Apparently, he presided over Baltimore during the time before they have the now current African-American mayor. So he would have been the mayor during the, quote, racist years, as people are describing it in Baltimore. So we just don't know, but he looks like a real competitor to Hillary Clinton, the current governor of the state of Maryland. His name is Martin O'Malley. And then we move ahead to this story. I mentioned this earlier this year that Amazon is making available now same-day delivery. And the way this works is you have to be in one of the 14 major metro areas, which they say here includes New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Atlanta, and there are others. There are a total of 14 major metro areas. And if you place an order by noon, you'll get it by 9 p.m. And you have to spend over $35 to get that. And then they say here that previously, if you were an Amazon Prime member, you would have to pay $5.99 for this. But you can actually, you can get this for free now if you're an Amazon Prime member, if I understand this correctly. There's more details to this. It doesn't apply to every product. It doesn't apply to everywhere that you live, and there are minimums that you have to spend. But it does look like Amazon is almost getting us to this real-time delivery, which is really kind of scary, isn't it? I had this weird thought the other day when I was reading about Amazon and their drones. You know, when you go to Amazon, they're always telling you, based on your past visit to their site, what item you might want to buy. Can you imagine something where they knock on your door and say, hey, we saw yesterday you were looking at iPads, and we have one. We just want to give it to you to keep for a few days. And look, we've got a return postage here for you. If you don't want it, send it back. Or even worse than that, like a drone is following you down the street, holding out an item that you have considered buying. All you got to do, Jim, is turn around and grab the item. You know, snatch the pebble from my hand. Quoting the old Kung Fu TV show. I mean, where is this going to go? Same day delivery. Order by noon and you get it by 9 o'clock. The same day. That's going to be really terrible for impulse buyers, and it's going to be even worse for the local retailers, right? I mean, the only thing the local retailer has going for them now is you can get something the same day by driving out, you know, to a Best Buy and buying it. But if you can now get it the exact same day delivered to you for free, and it's brought right to your house, I mean, wow. I mean, how do you compete with that if you're someone like a Best Buy? Okay, so we go ahead here to this story. Snapchat And Snapchat is in the news because they just got $500 million in capital. They just raised $500 million in another round of capital raising. And, you know, this is, again, something that I have to tell you, I'm totally in the dark on this. I don't know what Snapchat is. The only thing I've ever read about it is that you can send pictures to people you know, and then the pictures disappear after a certain period of time. And so what young people were doing was so-called sexting, where they would send like a naked picture, and then that would disappear, though, after a few seconds. But then somebody found a way to like do a screenshot and save those. So that doesn't sound very smart to do, folks. Young people sending naked pictures out. Don't do that. But I was reading online, like, okay, well, what is this? And apparently, the guy who started it was offered, I think it was $3 billion or even more than that from Facebook, and he turned it down. But this article here says that the current valuation of Snapchat is $16 billion. What? And they have no revenues. It's not even, do they have profit? They don't even have revenues. And all this really appears to be is like a texting service. I don't get it. All right. Bank of America is fined $30 million for improper debt collection practices with military customers. So apparently, if you're in the military, you have special consumer protections. You probably know about this. If you're deployed, you're not subject to interest charges. For example, if you're deployed, they can't foreclose on your house while you're deployed and take your house away. So you have all these additional protections that you have in place. Well, Bank of America was not living up to those and honoring those, so they just agreed, without admitting or denying the allegations, they paid $30 million in a fine to the government. And hearing more about this grandparent scam, this is where somebody calls you up and says, hey, I've got your grandchild here, or it's somebody posing, disguising themselves over the phone to be your grandchild. They might know the name of your grandchild. They claim that they're in jail and they need bail money, or they're in some kind of a financial emergency. I had a good friend of mine in his late 80s who lost $30,000 to this scam. Somebody called saying they were his grandchild late at night and they needed money to be sent to Canada. He went up to his Western Union, somehow did something with his bank and moved $30,000 over to this account as he was instructed, only to find out it wasn't even his grandson. It was some stranger. Look, I know how to avoid this scam. I don't have any grandkids, but if I have a grandkid calling at midnight for $30,000, you're not getting the $30,000. Whether you're really my grandkid or not, you're not getting the $30,000. So that's my answer to all that. When we come back from the break, Gary Habermas, the case for the resurrection of Jesus. Stay tuned.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.